If everybody would rise for the invocation and the pledge. Dear Lord, we come to you this hour asking for your blessing and help us as we gather together. We pray for guidance in the matter at hand and ask that you would clearly show us how to conduct our meeting with professionalism, a spirit of joy, and enthusiasm. Give us the desire to help in the ways to excel in our work and get that we've been elected to do. Help us work together and encourage each other and our community to excellence. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The City of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our community in a fiscally responsible manner. City Secretary, please call roll.
Here. Councilmember
Abizaka?
Here. Councilmember Ryder? Here. Councilmember Bryan? Here. Councilmember Martin? Here.
Mayor
Aldridge?
Here.
We have a forum. Moving on to citizens' participation. First up, we have Lee Dora Hayes. Ms. Hayes,
yes.
Would you like to speak now?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm here to try to find out if and when we can get something for seniors over here. We don't have no apartment complex or anything like that. And I was wondering if we could get that on the agenda to see what we could do about it. Because we do need something for the seniors.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Next up, we have Norville Luke.
I'm also currently a resident of the apartment complex at 4545 Hunnicky. And after management change, there's been problems with trash pickup, which is, and other things, but mainly we're concerned about that, among other things, that it's a health hazard and stuff, and so. Just wonder, I don't know. We don't know where to reach out to find get some help with that.
Thank you, ma'am. Next up, we have Roger Romans.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. This here is based on item 8A, the workshop, when you're going to be talking about the tax rate increase. I basically read this last year, but I'm just going to change the dates. This year, my property taxes went up over $70. Last year, they went up over... Last year before that, they went up $60. The year before that, they went up $50. In the last 3 years, I've had rate increases of over $180 in addition to what it had been. This council has been and is continuing to require senior, fixed-income resident property owners to manage their affairs with less money year after year. When was the last time council has required this of the city? This year, my property tax will only go up about $30 because the state mandated the limit on how much the taxes could be raised. At the workshop, I listened to council, and it seemed like you were all disappointed that you could not raise the rate even higher. Please let us know during the workshop what rate you think it should be raised to so that the residents can understand what your objective is. Because fixed income seniors, that's the ones who it's going to affect the most. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Romans. Moving on to 6A and B, I will entertain a motion for the regular meeting minutes and the special meeting minutes, the regular meeting minutes of July 22nd, 2021, and special meeting minutes of July 29th, 2021.
Yeah, Mayor, I'll make a motion that we accept both the regular meeting and the special meeting. The regular meeting being July 22nd, 2021, and the special meeting being July 29th, 2021.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Salazar and seconded by Councilmember Abadaga to accept the regular meeting minutes of July 22nd, 2021 and special meeting minutes of July 29, 2021. Everybody in agreement, raise your right hand. Meeting passes for both meetings. Moving on to 7A, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2021-898, authorizing the city to enter an agreement for ambulance, EMS, billing services, and authorizing the mayor or the city manager to execute such agreement. This is the second reading.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we accept the ordinance number 0-2021-898, authorize the city to enter an agreement with ambulance EMS billing, and authorize the mayor or the city manager to execute such agreement.
Second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Martin, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Grant, to accept the agreement for the ambulance billing services and authorization for the mayor and or the city manager to execute such agreement. Councilmember Street.
I just wanted to call your attention to the fact that the billing rate will be 11% and the reporting rate will be 9%, which is less than last year?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Is that why we got two?
The 9% reporting rate is less. So they had been charging, or really not charging at all, but the contract called for 11%, and when they were at the meeting, the mayor asked if they'd be willing to drop it. They said yes, just for the reporting, though. That's the ambulance cost report. But the regular billing will stay at 11%.
Okay. Is there any more discussion?
Thank you for doing that.
City Secretary, please call roll. I felt like I was on Shark Tank.
Yes.
Yes.
Councilmember Abadaga? Yes. Councilmember Salazar? Yes. Councilmember Breyer? Yes. Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes.
Moving on to 7B, discussion and possible action on appointment of a member to the Beautification Committee. Do we have any applicants?
No, ma'am.
Moving on. Discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2021-899, including a revision to sewer services charges and providing for a penalty. This is the first reading.
Now, Mayor and Council, we incorporated redline versions of the changes that were recommended from our Public Works Director and then some of the changes you all recommended. We were wanting to make this the first reading tonight, but I really don't think it's ready for approval. It actually needs to go back to the city attorney for a clean version. So
table it.
I would like to table it unless you all have some other edits that you want us to give to the city attorney.
I think you ought to wait till it comes back, so I make a motion we table.
Okay, we have a motion on the table by Mayor Pro Tem Grant to table 7C, seconded by Councilmember Apodaca. To table 7C, City Secretary, please call roll.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Dreyer?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes. Moving on to 7D, discussion and possible action on a proposal for engineering services to repair the pump and lining at well number 3.
Okay. So in our last budget amendment, we approved $78,000 to reline the well, and we know eventually we're going to have to buy a new pump once it's realigned. What we learned while we were in the permitting process, we had to get a permit from the Edwards Aquifer Authority, and TCEQ. And there's one more, right? Can't remember. The Texas Water Development Board. So TCEQ will not give us a permit without engineered design plans. So in order to do that, Givler Engineering has been working with us, but at this point they don't want to work for free anymore. So this is a proposal for their services, and that's for them to actually put the engineered plans together with their registered professional seal. And that is the only way we can get a TCEQ permit.
Well, how dare they not want to work for free?
What would be the damage?
Do they not know who we are?
$25,500.
So $25,000, and we would need to eventually add that to a final budget amendment for that project to cover their services.
Can the American Rescue Funds go for that?
Can we swap it out when we get the ARP money?
I know we don't have it yet, but...
When we get the money, can we swap it out?
I don't know. Probably. I mean, it'll be paid for by then. So the money that we're spending out of the reserves, I guess, will be replenished by the American Rescue money
for
that item.
Again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We're borrowing at no interest from ourselves.
Yeah, again. I mean.
Okay, well, no.
We could look at it that way. Because honestly, the... Now that we've been delayed with getting the permit, we don't know that this will even be finished by September 30th.
Right.
The work. So we'll probably end up into next fiscal year doing it anyway. So if we have our money by then, it will help offset. Because we can do the infrastructure work at the well can be covered by American Rescue money too.
Okay. So we're asking for an action.
I am entertaining a motion.
Yeah. Okay.
I move that we accept the proposal from Givler Engineering to do the, what's it called?
The repair.
To do the repair for the plans for the repair of the pump and lining at well number 3.
Second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Street, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Grant, to accept the engineering services to prepare the plans for pump and lining of well number 3. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Akadaka?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Dwyer?
Yes.
Mayor Aldrich?
Yes. Moving on to 7E. Discussion and possible action authorizing the mayor to enter into an interlocal agreement with CPS Energy for the Ackerman Road improvements. Is there any discussion?
What exactly does this mean?
Okay.
Councilmember Martin.
Sorry.
Mayor, we're trying to work with CPS for the work needs to be done, right?
Yes, sir.
I don't mean to change the subject, and I don't mean to get off the subject. But with this project going on, is there any way we can work with SAWS with our sewer?
Well, we can put that on our next agenda.
Okay, that's something I didn't want to get off the subject for them, but I wanted to ask.
When you at the end,
yeah, we can put that on the next agenda. Councilmember Street, did you have something to say?
I was not sure. Do we not already? We have to have a special agreement just for this.
Yeah,
for
so
this particular one?
The reason for that is this is part of the Ackerman Road bond project.
Right.
And so during the design plans, they found some relocations of utility poles and gas lines that need to be done. And so the only way that CPS Energy will reimburse the city for those expenses is to have this interlocal agreement in advance.
Okay.
And what they'll do is they'll assign an inspector to the project. He'll inspect the CPS work. It's in the joint bid. And once we pay, we'll get reimbursed from them.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there any more discussion? I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I make a motion that we authorize the mayor to enter into an interlocal agreement with CPS Energy for the Ackerman Road improvements.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Martin and seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Grant to authorize the mayor to enter into an interlocal agreement with CPS Energy for the Ackerman Road improvement. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Abadaka?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Ryder?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Mayor Aldrich?
Yes. 7E passes for the mayor to enter into agreement with CPS. Moving on to 7F, discussion and possible action on establishing a Parks and Rec committee. First of all, I would like to table this agenda item so we can advertise and bring this back when we actually have applicants. No, I want to table it.
That one comes to the next meeting.
Okay. All right.
So I guess I remember we put this on there because Councilmember Martin asked about this. I know it was mentioned before that, and that was under prior administration, that if people were interested, they needed to fill out an application. When we had enough people, we would establish a committee. So I guess, is that still the route you want to go, or do you want to establish a committee and then take applications?
Well, here's the way I look at it, okay? We've got a whole city. And a whole bunch of people are saying, oh, I want to volunteer. I want to volunteer. Okay? Well, here's your chance. We are not going to start a committee until we have applicants because I'm not going to beg anybody to volunteer. And if we start it now and we say we're looking for applicants, it looks like we're begging. And I'm sorry. I'm not going to beg somebody to volunteer for our city.
Well, Mayor, what's
do you have applicants?
No, ma'am.
Well, we didn't bring it up before.
We didn't start one. Would you just go out there and pick one of these bodies to start it with? You can't do that.
No.
You got to have somebody to volunteer. So, unfortunately, the only possible way we can do it is to start with volunteers. We've got to have somebody that can step up and at least say, I'll chair it. We could start with a chairman if we can get somebody to step up and take that. So, what I'm suggesting, if any of us have someone that they would like to talk to, let's do it, and if anyone can help the other. But we've got to start with the chairman.
Right. That's why I brought it up. We need a lot of work done, to parks and this and that, and we need to get it out there, let people know. You know, I understand what you said. Mayor Pierce suggested it when she was mayor. You know, get your committee, then bring it here. Well, we're not doing nothing. We're not advertising it. You know, we need to get it out there so people know.
Yes, sir.
That's why I suggested it.
Okay.
Right.
That's
sorry.
Okay. I just wanted to suggest that perhaps Monique could post something on the city website that says we're looking for volunteers for a Parks and Rec committee and interested parties should fill out an application, and that way we can get the ball rolling.
And also, so what I wanted to say is, so we're saying that we're looking for volunteers, but let's make sure, I mean, we need something saying what entails the Parks and Recreation, because some people might not remember how it was before, you know. So I think we need to
make a description. Tell us, what are you envisioning for that? Because,
exactly.
I mean, are we talking about going back to what the committee was before? Do y'all have a different vision of what their role would be? Because they're going to ask that. And
exactly.
I don't know.
So I don't need, and I'm not familiar myself, so I would need to, I don't know what, so I'm pretty sure the other residents don't know either.
Well, can we?
Do you have any goals written down?
No.
What we're looking for is an organizer, someone that can come in, look at the programs we've had before, like the Hobo Fest, Kirby Days, all these different things, because it's going to take a little bit of time to sit down to ingest all these things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then go to Kevin Riedel.
Who?
Find out. Yeah, and if you listen to me, let me finish.
I'm listening.
All the connections for all the rides, all these different things. Because I talked to him earlier about this. If we ever got someone to take it over again, does he have all that? And yes, he does. He said he'd be more than happy to hand it over to him because Kevin, and along with our former mayor, with the twins, all of a sudden my mind went
Tim
right.
Wilson.
Tim
Wilson.
Tim. Him and his wife really were the spark plugs that got that lad going the last time. And he has a lot of information, and I've talked to him also. So we have, I guess you would say, a library of information that we can turn over to someone so they don't feel like they're just walking into something. Okay? So you're saying
you want them to be event planners.
Yes,
you want them to organize events.
Yes, because they handled the Easter egg hunt. they had their hand in
Fourth of July
and all those.
Correct.
Uh-huh. But not the Fireman's Picnic is handled through the volunteer fire department.
Right. But they did movie in the park, movie at the pool, and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. So is that the only role? Because I know when this came up before, there was discussion that are they going to review park master plans and they're going to look at future park planning? You know, I mean, so these are...
Right. Well, and I think that, and to be honest, I mean, I'm sorry, but I think we're not utilizing Friendship Park the way we should be. So, I mean, that can be a big moneymaker.
Let me ask you this. What's turned off some people the last time, what we just said, you might have a nice person that can organize and put on events. But as far as putting a plan to put the park together, they don't want to take that on. I think if we start with just someone in a committee that will come together and family events, and then as we progress, we build up a fund and we can look for people to help us improve the park.
Can someone from council be over this or no? Is that allowed or no?
Council liaison.
You can be a liaison. You can be a liaison, but that's it.
But Planning and Zoning brought this up the other night, you know, about...
But she's still going to have to make the resume as to these people that want to apply. So if we have any ideas for her to put in...
But you all need to tell us what their role is going to be. Because the charter actually says that the mayor can establish any committee. But so she can establish it on her own, but I think we need input on what is their role. What are they supposed to do?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And we need to... I'll send something to Monique, tell them what you believe their role is going to be for this committee.
Well, that's another reason why I would like to postpone this.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll give her a chance to get all of the information together.
Yeah, I mean, as long as we get it moving forward, you know, I don't care if we postpone it a month or 2 months or whatever, you know.
Whatever it's worth, I'll talk to Kevin and I'll talk to Tim again and ask them to start putting their notes together so that we can get them to moving forward.
Yeah.
And the thing is this, what the problem we've had is that things went along so well. We had so many like Kevin and the Wilsons and stuff that were good at this. And it seems like it's a tremendous amount of time. Like versus J.D., when he was mayor, he lived down there in a trailer for 3 days. You know, we had people that would do these things. And it looks like it's overwhelming, but if you get the proper people to work it, it'll work fine. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of scary. I mean, I wouldn't want to take it on to tell you the truth.
Well, I'm going to correct you, because that is a lot of work.
Well, it is, but I'm saying what I mean is if you have people helping, it can all be delegated.
Well, I know y'all didn't ask me, but
no, we didn't
in my opinion, if we were to establish a Parks and Recreation Committee, it needs to be a working committee.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you why. So... Since the Parks and Rec Committee was disbanded, and they were a very hard-working Park and Rec Committee, I think before I got here, they were probably functional and doing some things. And when Kelly Wilson was the chairman, they were very active. They had representation from Little League, from Cub Scouts, from all the different organizations, the Spartans. So it was all the groups that were already doing things in the city parks. But they organized the events and supported, you know, staff supported them. They got out there. They were setting up. They were organizing games. They were cleaning up. They were running booths. So if we do one, I'd like to see that kind of committee and not a committee that's going to sit and say, we want to have 5 events a year, and then they kick their feet up and the staff end up out there doing all the work.
That last year before they disbanded, 4th of July, no one from that committee showed up.
Nope.
So, I mean... This committee that we build has to be committed.
Yes, along with volunteers.
I agree.
And that's us. You know.
Yeah. And they did. They secured volunteers. They would, you know, if they said they were running children's games, they got their own folks to run the children's games. You know, if they said they were having an Easter egg hunt, they were out there hiding eggs. And after they left, you know, then it was... 2 council members, me and Public Works, hiding Easter eggs, you know, the last time. So we want a working committee. So anybody who's listening, you want to volunteer, I think it should be a working committee.
And it should be also, and I just want to say this to throw this out there, because I've been noticing from all the committees and boards and stuff like that, that people have been volunteering and they're not showing up. We're not having these meetings every, and it's for my, everyone is once a month, correct?
Yeah.
So they're not even coming once a month. So if you're going to do this, please show up. Like, I'm sorry, once a month is, I mean, yes, that's a commitment, but come on, once a month, you can at least show up once a month. Like, it's really ridiculous that we're not having any of these meetings because we can't have any of the members on the boards show up.
Yeah.
So if you're going to put your application in, we expect you to be there. The city expects you to be there. The residents expect you to be there.
Well, you know, and Mayor Pierce knew this was going to be a problem when, you know, she talked about it. But if we don't get the word out there that we're looking for volunteers, we're never going to get it going.
Exactly.
You know.
And you know what? And to add on to Council Member Greider, hey, this council, every single one of us has showed up twice this week.
We signed up for that.
Yes, we did.
And that's not including our liaison meetings with the other meetings we have.
Okay, so moving on. Any more discussion? I will entertain a motion to postpone.
Postpone or table?
Postpone.
I'll make a motion that we postpone this appointment.
Okay, we have a motion on the table by Council Member Salazar, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Grant, to postpone the action on establishing a Parks and Rec Committee. City Secretary, please call roll.
One thing, can we recruit a chairperson?
That's what we need to do. I think
that's why we're postponing this, yes.
But so we're going
to
advertise.
Look for somebody to get it.
Yeah, okay.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Greider?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Akadaka?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes. 8A, discussion and direction on the proposed budgets for fiscal year 2021-2022 and announcement of the date and time of the budget public hearing.
Okay. So we provided you with a current copy. It's different than what was in your packet. We made a few adjustments. The adjustments are highlighted, and Tina's going to go over those highlighted adjustments. But before she does that, I just want to go over one piece. You'll see in each department highlighted adjustments to salaries. And what we talked about last time was that, you know, we didn't make any changes in that section, but this time we did. And what we've been working on is kind of evaluating overall employee pay and looking to see what dollar amount we could afford to get the city to for starting pay in the department this coming fiscal year. We also have to keep in mind that our entire budget, we have to keep a minimum 4 months reserve in the water fund and the general fund. And right now, with this draft budget that you're going to go over, we're at 4.2 months. So we're in a safe place right now. The only other thing pending would be any recommendations you have tonight and our insurance costs. We open our insurance bids on Tuesday, so then we'll know if that's going up or staying the same, most likely going up. And then we would have to make a decision on what benefits council wants to fund in order to make sure the budget stays balanced. But just to talk about a couple of things, what's in there is getting starting pay in certain departments to a certain area, and I just kind of want to explain why, and I'll be able to send you this later. But right now, you know, police department starting pay is at $12.88 an hour. And the recommendation or what's placed in here, not everybody is at that dollar amount because some people have been here longer. And some have experienced the merit increase from the last pay increase we got two fiscal years ago. So we're looking to try to increase starting pay to $14.58 an hour in this budget. And you'll hear different hourly amounts in different departments, but it's because the annual amounts come out differently based on the hours that they work and how they work. So, for example, if we go to $14.58 an hour for police pay, that comes out to $37,546 annually. And so that takes we would only have to adjust for now about six employees that are in the department, because everyone else is already above that dollar amount. Okay. But it would kind of get us to a better place, so when we're hiring, we could at least hire at that starting rate. Okay. Same thing in dispatch. Right now, they're at $10.92 an hour. The proposal would be to take them to $13.39 an hour, which gets them to $34,374 annually. And again,
excuse me, where does dispatch fall?
Under in the police department, okay. Yes. So you'll see both of those rolled in there. Yes, ma'am. And then for fire, and again, it's different because of the way their hours are set. But fire current pay is right now is at $10.30 an hour. And for firefighter EMTs, paramedics, they're all at the same amount. And the proposal would be to take them to $12 an hour. And that comes out to $37,652 annually. And the fire captains, who are currently at $12 an hour, would go to $13.50 an hour, which gets them to $42,358 annually. And then keeping in mind, we're going from 24 paid firefighters to 15 next year.
So you're picking up nine.
So in this budget, that actually, even though last budget copy you saw, we had already taken out the ESD money, so I was concerned that once we adjusted salary, we would fall short, but it actually balanced out okay because it's less employees.
Okay, I'm sorry, the captains, that total goes to what?
They're at $13.50 an hour, so $42,358.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. And then in the Animal Services Department, if you remember, they're requesting a part-time employee. And so this budget that you have, if you go to the Animal Services page, this includes a part-time employee. So it would give them two full-time and a part-timer. And if we do that, they have the manager / animal control officer, who it wouldn't affect the pay change, but at the animal control officer position, starting pay would go to $13.50 an hour, which is $30,923 a year. Now, if they start off and they don't have a certification, then they would be paid $12 an hour until they get certified, then they could go to the $13.50.
Okay, excuse me. That $30,923, is that their total or is that the change?
That's total. That would be the new amount at $13.50. That would be the new amount at $13.50.
Okay, so what's the change? Or do you not mark the change?
Oh, yeah.
I was just curious.
Yeah, I can tell you the
difference. How much it's going up from what we had.
Oh, where they started. Okay,
they had
$10.92 an hour also.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
That's good.
Okay. And in parks and streets, yep, they would be the same because right now they start at $10.30 an hour. And the proposal would be to take them to $13 an hour. And that annually for them, because they work straight 40 hours a week, comes out to $29,395 a year. And then in the water department, because they are required to have some type of certification, ideally they would start at $14.50 an hour. Right now, everyone who's in water that's certified already exceeds that. But if they, we have four vacancies, so we would be potentially able to recruit some more people to fill those four vacancies at that rate. And that comes out to $39,912 a year.
What was the hourly again?
$14.50.
Okay.
The one with no license is 12, you said?
They would come at 13. So they would be just like the parks and streets people,
okay,
who are not required to have anything.
Mike, I have a question about that.
Mm-hmm.
On the budget for the water employees, is that include a full crew?
Yes.
What we have budgeted?
Yes. So the budget, yes, it includes nine employees plus a director.
Plus the director.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, let me take that back. That's what Public Works has as a whole. Water itself has five employees.
Right.
Because then you have two in parks and two in streets to get you to the nine.
Right.
Okay. And we have four vacancies in water?
Yes, ma'am.
So we only have technically one.
We have two water employees right now, and we have three vacancies.
Three vacancies. Okay. Well, on this year's budget, mm-hmm. we have the $268,000 budgeted. Mm-hmm. But since we are short those people,
It stays in the reserves. We haven't been spending that money.
Well, yeah. I just wondered where it went back in to the budget.
So when we get to September 30th, it'll just show that it hasn't been spent.
Spend it?
Mm-hmm. And okay. So it's technically still in your account.
Okay.
And, and then next year we budget the full crew again, and same thing happens. If people come and go, we just save money. Now, sometimes during the budget amendments, because we're short people, other people are working more overtime, mm-hmm. so then we'll take from salaries, move it to overtime to kind of balance that out a little bit.
Okay.
But we typically never spend the full amount because there's always a vacancy at some point.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, in these annual amounts, I want to tell you, exactly what's included in all of those, just so you know. Because when you look at the budget, it just shows you salaries, and then it shows you your overtime rate, your longevity pay, retirement, FICA, workers' comp, and your TWC taxes. So when we talk about the annual pay for an employee, that includes their hourly dollar amount plus any overtime hours. And like you said, for fire and police, and animal control, there's the mandatory overtime hours that they get, basically. And then their longevity pay, their FICA, retirement, and taxes. So that's all included into their annual pay. So even though, some of that is not necessarily money they, are taking home in their check, it is part of their annual salary. Anybody have questions on that before?
And I'm sorry, you said longevity, FICA, retirement. I'm sorry, what's the last thing you said?
And taxes.
Okay, sorry. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you got the overtime part, right?
Oh, overtime.
Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. You ready for Tina to go over the other?
You're items? Ready for Tina.
Okay.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Well, good morning to you, too. Okay.
Okay, we're going over the budget. Like Monique said, she went over mainly the salaries increase that we were looking at. If you'll go to your first page on the general fund for the proposed budget for 21 and 2022, the yellow highlights are the ones that I made changes. If you'll look, the property taxes.
Oh, excuse me, real quick, Tina. Let me just say, anybody in the audience who wants to follow along, this is posted on the city website under city administration. There's a section for proposed budget. So if you want to pull that up on a phone or something, you could follow along. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
So now that we did the tax rate on Monday night, special meeting, so now I was able to update the property taxes current. And so you'll see that it's $2,423,702. With the boundary adjustment, we have to pay the city of San Antonio half of the taxes back every year. So that changed to $170,000. That is what we're going to have to pay the city of San Antonio, and that's why you see a negative in front of it. That is the only change that I made on the revenue section of the general fund.
Tina, excuse me. I have a question. On the franchise fees, and I realize there's no change from the previous one, but we have a franchise agreement with Grande back from 2000, and it was good for 15 years, but I didn't see where we had renewed that. And this just says cable TV franchise fee. It doesn't say with whom. I'm curious, do we have one with AT&T? Do we have one with, who all is that all lumped together or what?
It is, I can't remember all of them, but I can tell you the majority of them. It's Grande, Spectrum, mm-hmm. and there's very little in AT&T. And then, of course, we have CPS by itself.
And do we have, are those special amounts, or is it just, I mean, is this, they're all lumped together in this one round sum?
All three of those are lumped in one chart of account, which is 4110. CPS is by itself in 4100.
Right, so they all came out to a round number of 70,000?
It's different. It depends on how many customers they have is what we get paid
well,
for.
Well, that's why I'm asking, because it's not clear.
All different. And it's different every quarter.
Yes, it fluctuates.
Not the same every quarter.
Okay, so their franchise fees are dependent on how many customers they have, and then they pay us for the number of customers in Kirby.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The percentage.
Correct.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, again, that's all the changes that I have on the revenue section of the general fund. Just to give you a heads up on the workman's comp, I got that finalized today, so you're going to see workman's comp, it went down a little bit. So even though if some of our departments have a salary increase, so that could have changed up or down. Our workman's comp went down like $9,000 from last year, so it brought quite a bit of the department down. So on city council, the only thing that you're going to have change would be the workers' comp council. And it's not a whole lot, but I'm just notifying all the changes since the last council packet. The admin is changed, and that is... And some of these you're going to see, it's because of longevity. You know, if somebody's been here, they get 0.15%, or so many months, they get 0.25%. After so many months, they get 3% of the annualized salary. So that's why you're going to see a little change in the admin salary. Also, in longevity, it changed because of the next step up that they moved into of that employee. Retirement, this right now, TMRS portion is 14.64%. Starting in January, it's going to go down to 14.01%. So it's going down this next fiscal year, starting in January. So you're going to see retirement change in all of them as well. Of course, workman's comp change, and then TWC. TWC has... went up. It used to be 1.8%. Now it's 2.8%. So they've gone up. So that's all the changes in city admin. Police department. Change the salaries according to what Monique just gave update on. The overtime. And then, of course, the longevity. The retirement, and then the FICA, workman's comp, and TWC. Those are the only changes in the police department. In court, it's the same thing. It's all the same thing. The salaries, the overtime, longevity, and then retirement, FICA, workman's comp, and TWC taxes.
We didn't get the update on the court that went up on the salaries. Was that from 12 to 13? Monique? No, it did change to 32.7.
And that was to make it more accurate because we changed when we started this fiscal year. We had a different employee, so the prior employee was at one pay rate, then we hired the other employee at a lower rate. He got certified, and then the rate changed.
We have a new court clerk?
No, the one that's here now. He's been here a year now, so he got his certification. So his went up slightly.
Well, you said that we changed employees, so I was like,
oh,
no, I was confused.
Okay, let me go back. We changed employees
a year ago.
A year ago is what I meant.
Okay.
So we're just adjusting that to be the actual salary that he makes now.
Okay.
And it'll be more accurate at the start of the fiscal year.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Carry on.
Okay. We'll move on to fire department. There's been a drastic change, a little over $200,000, and that is because we're moving the 9 employees from ESD. So this is all actual, and with the rate that Monique was talking about. So again, you'll see the changes with the salaries, overtime, longevity, retirement, FICA, and workman's comp and TWC. So the fire department is more to with 16 employees rather than 25 employees.
Hey, you just said we're going from 24 to 16 employees?
We're going to go down to, it'll be 16 total.
Okay. 16 with the chief?
That's including the chief.
Okay.
So then move on to animal services. So, again, that would be the salary increase. Also with this, it includes a part-time that the animal shelter and police department had requested in the budget workshop. So that is including a part-time in there.
And so we have two full-times and one part-time?
We don't have a part-time now. We have is two part-time.
Okay.
So it's going to include two full-time and one part-time.
All right, yeah. Okay, thank you.
So they'd like to see a part-time come in and help. And then again, there was no changes on the overtime. So I changed, of course, the longevity and then the retirement, FICA, workman's comp, and TWC. Moving on to parks, same thing. It's all the same salaries and overtime, longevity, retirement, FICA, and workman's comp, and TWC. That is if we go with the proposed rate changes to make it more actual.
I have a question on the capital outlay. We have Friendship Park parking lot patches. We're going to do. Was that a wish list item, or is that something we voted on? Because I don't remember.
That was one of the items that were voted on. There were three, if you remember, there were three sections to it. And so the patches is the one that was more.
Yeah, so the request from the Public Works Director was to do the entire parking lot next to the pavilion and the drive-through section. And that total amount was, I don't remember, some really big number. And then his other option was, if we couldn't afford to do that, that we at least needed to do the parking lot patches. So that's what we put in, was just the patches.
Are we going to do those, or are we contracting that out?
Contract
it out. Do we really want to do that?
If we're not capable of it and doing a quality job, yes.
Do we have a time frame on when this is going to get done? Because if we don't have to have it done right now, we have possibilities later where we might be able to do it ourselves for less.
I mean, it's in bad shape right now. Public Works already went in before 4th of July and cut out some areas just to kind of sustain it. But it does need to be redone, and it's a highly
I have no
area.
Doubt of that, I'm sure. I
okay.
just...
Let's work real hard in getting our employees in here.
Yeah.
And then we can go from there.
I agree. We need
you want to take that out? Is that what you're saying?
We need the employees first. Yeah, and can we put this on the back burner for the moment, and when we have, perhaps, if we get the zipper machine, we can do this for a lot less.
Okay.
If we have the funds to do that later.
I can take it off the budget, and then when later on, if it's something that we're going to do, we can amend it and put that back on.
Okay. If we could do that, I think that might be prudent.
So you're going to take this off the... So So this $10,000 right here for the parking lot patches. No, I understand we do need employees, but I mean, the parking lot needs to be redone. It needs to be done bad. I don't know if you've seen it. I've seen it, and it needs to be done bad. And so we went from, you know, not doing it to now patching it up, and now we don't want to do it at all. I mean, my thing is that, yes, we do need employees. They're not, I'm just to be honest, they're not knocking on the door. So when you say, like, oh, they're coming, like, we need employees, yes, but this $10,000 is not going to bring an employee in. It's not.
No, no, I'm not saying it is, but.
Better finish your point.
But I mean, that's, yeah, the $10,000 is not going to bring an employee in. So I think by postponing it and waiting, that's just, I mean, we're a director, it can make it less, I mean, worse. I mean, it's already worse. I mean, I don't know how worse it can get, but, I mean, it can make it worse.
But we're going to contract it out.
So? Because we don't have the people.
We don't have the people to do it.
And we probably won't have the people in the next 6 months. I'm just being realistic.
Okay,
I mean,
okay, but look at it this way. I agree with Councilmember Greider that the parking lot needs to be fixed. And I think we all agree that it needs to be fixed. And moving $10,000 from this account or taking it out or whatever, it's not going to harm any. I don't see that it's going to harm anything. But are we going to get a contractor in here that's going to do it for less than $10,000?
Well, he had already gotten quotes. So all the items that they requested in the wish list, we had quotes from contractors in advance.
May I say something?
Yes, you may say something.
As long as I've sat on this council, this is exactly how our streets got in the condition they're in.
Right.
Because we put it off, and we were going to do this, and we put it off, and we're going to do this. And now we got about $25 million. I think that's about right, isn't it, Mooney, of street repair? If we did the whole city, $40 million.
It's more
a ridiculous amount. So, no, $10,000 is not going to change anything. And you count on a machine you haven't bought yet because it's still got to go out to bid. And if it even makes this. So, no, we need to fix it now.
I understand that. I understand that. But we got to stop somewhere. Quit hiring all these contractors. We got to do it ourselves.
How about you take on the liability if somebody gets hurt?
But Councilmember Martin, we're not at that point yet.
Well, I understand that. Yeah, I understand that.
Well, either way, we need to get that done. You know, they're talking about a zipper machine that's probably never going to happen.
Well, it's going to happen.
And to go along with other equipment, which we don't even have the money for. But let's get this parking lot fixed. Yes, that's the reality.
I'm calling for a. Never mind. I'm never mind.
She needs to go forward.
I was going
to
call for a motion.
In other words, we're not going to move the money. We're going to get it fixed.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I would say leave it there because we need to get it fixed.
Okay.
Motion for.
Okay, moving on to streets. The same, all of them have changed. The salaries and workman comp retirement and all that according to the pay rate that Monique gave earlier. The House Bill 445, which is a street reconstruction, I had 80 there. I made it 40, and we moved that 40 to the Allen Shepherd.
And that was something we talked about last time. You all said you wanted some time to think about it, so we need to know tonight where we, if we, the purpose of leaving the 40 was to do that strip of Old Seguin that we talked about right up here needed to be done. The quote was about $36,000. Or if you all wanted to leave it at 80 and allocate it to some different project, smaller project that you'd spend the whole 80 on.
Well, I personally agree that Ackerman and Old Ski Road, this intersection needs to be done.
I thought we were talking about Alan Shepard.
I know, but
and Old Ski.
Yeah, but we're talking about the same pot of money. So do we want to, because the Alan Shepard project, we know it's going to be about $640,000. We're only getting three from the county. We got to foot the rest of the bill. So we're going to have to allocate the whole thing no matter what. So do we take that 40 or the whole 80 to help offset that project, or do you take that 80 to do something else, or take half of it and do something else?
Okay, is this, are we doing all of Allen Shepherd, or are we only doing half of Allen Shepherd? We're only doing half.
All of it is what we have in the budget from, let me see if I can remember.
Ben Zingelman to?
No, it's from, you remember? Swan. To Dick Gordon, thank you. Yes.
Coming north.
Swan to Dick Gordon.
Okay.
See, that's the same thing that happened to Kazin. And we did half and stopped. And again, you know, I'm trying to remember what is the drainage over there, Mike? Is that another problem we have with?
Where, sir?
On
Allen Shepherd.
Allen Shepherd.
Allen Shepherd drains relatively well, based on my driving there. The very last rainstorm we had, it drains. There are two streets that drain. And if I tell you they're Blue Spruce, I might be lying.
Blue J.
I'm sorry.
Not Blue J.
And I forgot the other street. I think they drain from west to east. So they drain relatively well. That street in and of itself drains relatively well from Ben Zingelman over to Swan. Not quite so well from, and I think the very last street is Dick Gordon, I think.
Right, yeah.
To Ben Zingelman. Right. There by the pool, it doesn't drain quite as well in that area. I think that there probably should maybe be some drainage work done there by the tennis courts that will help to alleviate some of the drainage issue there. It drains from Dick Gordon to, I believe, Cinderella relatively well, because it drains from there to Cinderella, down Cinderella into the drainage ditch at that point. So that portion of the Allen Shepherd drains pretty well. It's just the other section doesn't drain quite so well, sir.
Now, to switch on, if we get the old Seguin, the area we're talking about, because we have Lake Seguin up here every rain, does that affect that? And we're talking about that.
Does it affect that, sir?
That's all right. Go ahead.
You know, I understand the question.
Oh, where Seguin and Ackerman come together right here, and we have Lake Seguin every time it rains.
Yes, sir.
Would it be which end of the standing water would you rather see go, the main area here or the area in the residence? That's what I'm asking also the council. I guess that's a rhetorical question, because this is Lake Seguin up here every time it rains, right there on the corner.
Yes, that is a bigger area of concern, especially for your transient traffic, not so much for your residential traffic.
Thank you.
But that's more for your drainage traffic. Now, how much of your drainage is going to be covered with respect to your Ackerman Road?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, yeah.
I don't know that at this point, sir. I have to go back and review that and get back to you with the information.
Can you look at and see?
Can you go through Monique to do that, please?
Well, no, no. I'm saying, Monique, can you look at the plan to see how much is the curbing going to go around from Ackerman.
From Ackerman to
West on Old Seguin Road, where the lot is right now.
So they're not, from what I remember, they're not doing anything on Old Seguin Road. So they're going to go down Ackerman, across that intersection to the little Gibbs Sprawl section. They're not going to
not gonna touch that.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Mm-hmm. So they're actually going to skip that part of Old Seguin Road.
A different street.
Oh,
so
Lord.
That was the intent of, you know, if we do something with it now.
Then, folks, if we're going to spend all this money on Gibbs Crawl and Ackerman and leave Seguin Road running down the middle with a piece of crap, pardon my French, that doesn't make any sense. Because what's going to happen if it continues to flood, that's going to underlay and tick out on what we just put down on Ackerman. And if they don't put
right, and what we're talking about is just a mill and overlay for less than $40,000 right now. We're not talking about
drainage,
any drainage or any, you know, full reconstruction. This is just because they're out there filling potholes and fixing dips in that section every couple of months.
Well, I know that.
And so this would just be a little more professional, you know, mill and overlay to get that.
Mill and overlay across Old Seguin.
Yes, sir.
And that's going to cost us close to $40,000.
That was the quote, the really? Chief's quote, just that really? Little strip. And when we got the quote, we applied for the MPO grant to do all of Olseguin Road. That last quote was like $2 million plus just to do Olseguin Road. Small strip from here at Gibbs Sprawl, just down there by to Charles Conrad. So
okay.
It's a pretty expensive street.
Now, I'm going to go back to my original question.
Okay.
We're on Alan Shepard. We have $640,000 budgeted for that. How much of that is grant?
$300,000.
So $300,000, and we have to do 20% of that, right?
No, we have to pay the rest. So if it costs $640,000, we got to pay $340,000.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought on the CDBG grant we were responsible. They did 80%. We did 20%.
We got it all. They didn't give it all to us.
Yeah, they didn't give it all to us.
No, I understand, but...
No, actually, yes. So whatever the total project cost is, we have to pay 20% of the total project cost.
Okay.
So we can get the whole $300,000 from them because the additional $340,000 well exceeds 20% of the total project cost.
Okay, and that is not all of Alan Shepard, correct?
Right.
It's from Swan to Dick Gordon.
Correct.
From Swan to Dick Gordon. Okay. There's no way we do less of that.
That street needs it.
That's what we applied for.
Yeah, we applied.
Well, if they didn't give us all the money to do it, do we have to do the whole part that we applied for?
Yeah.
You have to do the entire project with that money.
That's how the grant works.
That's why I'm asking. Can I keep talking, please?
Hello, council people?
I have the floor.
Let's be professional.
I'm trying.
And let's be civil. Because I'm not going to put up with this. I feel like I'm sitting up here with children. We are adults.
Now, if we go back to the original reason we applied for Alan Shepard, and I don't have the street assessment in front of me, I can pull it up, but if we remember, only a portion of that needed a full reconstruction. The rest of it was rated a little bit better condition and only needed a mill and overlay. But we said, rather than just apply for that one piece that needed the full reconstruction, let's try to do the whole thing since it qualifies for the grant. So that's what we applied for, was that whole strip. So again, within that strip, we could, I've never done that before, but I'm sure they could bid it out so that the one part is just the full reconstruction and the other part is the mill and overlay and it'd be a little cheaper.
I think it's the direction we need to go.
The $640,000 is the quote for the full reconstruction.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it needs
to
be
rebid. That's an option
to
save some money, but for now, I don't have that cost, so I would have to budget, you know, what that is. And, of course, we never know what the bids are going to come in, higher or lower anyway.
And when does that bidding process start?
So we wouldn't probably do that until early part of next year because the way their CDBG works, it's like it's approved for the next year's funding cycle. So
all right.
We'd be looking at early part of next year.
So we have time to adjust the bid to what we might be able to handle better.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I was just trying to figure this out. I was under the opinion, and obviously it's a good thing we went here, that they were going to cross and they were going to at least do a cross and take in up to Gibbs Sprawl across the Green Road. What I would like to know now then, on this side, at the corner right here, where's the curb going to stop? Is it just going to stop right there on Seguin Road and not turn the corner?
Are you talking about over here?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, so let me revisit that and get y'all an answer on that because I don't want to tell you off the top of my head because I'm not clearly recalling right now, but I just know that I remember because we even had a discussion about the sewer part that they would not want to go underneath Old Seguin for some of that sanitary sewer work because the Seguin was not a part of the project. But let me find out for sure from the engineers on that. And then going back to your original question about the curb, is it going to go around or is it going to stop? So I will find
that
out.
Not to change the subject, but I want to also revisit the sidewalks on that.
So I did ask them the question about, and he gave me the name of it.
Sidewalks?
The sidewalks you can drive over. What's that called?
An approach.
The roll-up.
Roll-up. Yeah, roll-up sidewalks like they have on Benzuma where you could drive over it. And he said, no, it's not going to be those kind. They considered that. But because of the relocation that CPS has to do with gas lines and so forth, they can't do that. But they did visit with all of those business owners at that corner, and they all are in agreement with the work that's going to be done for their parking lots and their driveways and trying to get it to as close to what they have now.
Okay. If all of those businesses are in agreement with what's going to be done, then I'm okay.
So now we're back to what do we do with that other $40,000?
Correct. So do we want, going back to the couple of options, do you want to, because we bring in about $80,000. That's what we're anticipating we bring in. And that's from the street maintenance tax. Do you want to take that whole $80,000 and do a project with it? Because that's what we've been trying to do every year, and that's just for residents so they'll know. Where's my street maintenance tax money going? Okay, this year it did Ben Zingelman final phase. So do you want to do that one project for $80,000? Do you want to take 40 of it and do Old Seguin and put the other 40 toward Allen Shepherd? Or do you want to take the whole 80 and put it toward Allen Shepherd?
I would like to put 40 to Old Seguin and put the other 40 to Allen Shepherd because this intersection really needs to be done.
Yep.
And I have no problem with that, but remember, we allocate so much for a project, and we hope that that figure stays when we put the bids out. Because when the bids come in, if you don't get a bid that is at least that figure
comparable,
then you're going to come up with whatever the difference is. And I've seen some of them come in to where $30,000, $40,000 higher on the bid. Because of what we allocate doesn't mean it's going to work.
Councilmember Street.
I'd like to put that $40,000 towards the zipper machine.
You can't do that. We can't buy it.
I have the floor. Right. I would like to put it towards the zipper machine. We can do it. We can put it in reserve until we figure out what other monies we have. We can purchase the zipper machine and get started on fixing the roads properly.
Well, how about this? Why don't we call the city of Seguin and ask them to borrow their zipper machine just for this one project?
We could do that.
Well, I hear that.
It is in the works where for the Northeast Partnership, we are working on an agreement where each city buys a piece of road machinery to where we all share. All these cities within the Northeast Partnership, we will all share and borrow the equipment. That's what we're talking about right now.
We could do that, and then we could use the $40,000 to get the materials we need to finish that street and help pay for the contractors we would pay to run the machine.
But right now, we're talking about champagne wishes and beer and beer dreams. But we need to focus on what we have at hand.
That's not right champagne. Now.
I understand that. I may have gotten the phrase wrong, but everybody knows exactly what I meant.
I understand, and I want to say we need to fix the roads. We can't do it by contracting it out.
But
we can't afford it.
Councilmember Street, we're not at that point yet.
Not even close.
But we can't even prepare for it.
Monique, excuse me. May I ask you, and I know this is probably a bad time, but it just seems like two of us do not understand the bidding process. Just because you want something doesn't mean you get it. You have to put it out for bid. And there's three companies here in San Antonio, two of them that manufacture almost identical machines. And they all can bid. And that's the one you're going to buy because you have to take the low bid. And if the zipper doesn't come in low bid, you don't buy it. It's that simple. So you can keep talking about it till you turn blue. If it don't get in on the bidding process, it don't fly.
Not all bids have to be the lowest bid.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. That's
yes,
the
they do.
Okay.
So actually, for equipment, you typically could use a buy board organization to buy it, they you pay them, and they find the lowest bid. They decide where you're going to get it from.
That's right.
And that's anything we procure over $50,000. I can't just go to anybody and buy anything that costs more than $50,000 without either bidding it out or going through an approved buy board.
I understand.
And they bid it out. So that...
I can't see buying a machine that the bidding that is fixed in Utah.
My only question would be, because our public works director and our public works foreman did go to Castroville,
ma'am,
a couple of weeks ago and watch a demonstration on the machinery. I don't know, are they buying it or were they just getting a demo?
They were currently just getting a demo. They were looking at purchasing that.
Okay.
They are very, very fortunate in that they have additional equipment because just that piece of machinery does not complete the
task. And that's what I would like to ask. Can you go to the mic and share with them how many people and what pieces of equipment they were using when they used that machine in that demo?
During the demonstration in Castroville, to repair a piece of road in their park in Castroville, it was not an asphalt road. It is what they call a chip coat road, which is nothing, which consists of small rock and asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
So a much thinner piece of street. And during that process, they had, I think, if I remember right, about 7 employees there. They had one guy that ran the backhoe, and they had one guy that steered the zipper machine. So once the zipper, and the zipper was very fast, it took out a small section of road, I don't really remember, maybe 300 feet long. They did it in about an hour, the whole road. And that also consisted of adding cement to it to stabilize the base. And with the chip coat, all they did was they had a bobcat and another additional piece of machinery that they attached to the bobcat so that they could create kind of a crown on their road. And with that, more personnel came in and they smoothed out the road. And then they had a partnership with the county, and the county came back at a later point in time and applied the chip coat.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
That sounds doable.
So my whole point was we need more than $40,000. So if that's something that you all want to budget, we have to get all of the, I guess, pieces that we need to do that. And that's just the pieces. So...
I realize it's not a one item issue, but if we don't start collecting what we need in order to fix the roads, we're never going to be able to fix the roads. We can't get one grant a year and fix one street a year. We just can't do that. We will never get them fixed. They will have disintegrated by the time we get all the way around to every street.
Councilmember Greider.
So with Councilwoman Street, I do agree that I am for the zipper machine. Now, as far as Councilman Grant was saying about the bid, so, and Salazar, you were talking about the equipment. Okay, so my thing is, we keep talking about this, and, you know, you're mentioning the equipment, and we need more bids. So can we find these three companies? So, no, wait, the one already presented to us. He came here, presented to us. The other two, can they come and present to us so we can find out some more information about them too? And then also, so director was just talking about like the Bobcat, and can we get a list of all the equipment that is actually needed to perform the duties of the zipper machine on a road?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we don't have the full picture here, and that's I need that in front of me to
and
see.
And we're sitting here spinning our
exactly.
Well, actually, we should be talking about the budget. We're talking about a machine.
This is what I would like to put on the budget.
But you can't put a slush fund, and that's what you're trying to do with $40,000. It doesn't work.
Calm down.
I'm not talking about a slush fund. I'm talking about a dedicated line.
So let us do this. We will, because we have one more meeting before you need to have a final budget, because it'll be adopted in first meeting in September.
Mm-hmm.
We will go and get cost estimates on everything that is required based on the demonstration that he saw for this particular machinery to do what it needs to do.
No, are you going to look for bids on...
I'm not getting any bids. I'm
no,
just
no.
Your cost
but
estimate.
Are you going to be looking at used equipment or new equipment?
I would ask for both,
but used will work just fine.
Well, I think we should get both because, and I'm not sure, honestly, Director, were they using used or new? Do you know?
Used.
They were used? Oh, okay.
I saw the video.
Also, keep in mind, though, too, if we get the equipment, we're going to have to double the salary or more because you're going to have at least two or three more guys. We only have two guys.
Oh, y'all want to add people too?
Well, we're not adding to salaries. We already have budgeted for those people. We just don't have them employed yet.
Well, those slots are good those, for the
if you're talking about street, you're going to need street employees.
Yep.
We only have two men in the street department.
Well,
so they don't help each other out.
The water guys don't come over and help the street guys.
They
the
do.
Parks guys
sometimes.
Don't come over and help the street guys?
A lot of overlap. That's why I asked, because there's nine, like I said, there's already nine budgeted positions.
I need
so
four.
What is and we have four vacancies, three in water, one in parks right now. So what it sounds like to me is that if and when we get this, it's going to be the same situation that we have now. And I'm going to use the email example that you all got on Monday that Ms. Cox read. We got a complaint about how the street sweeper is not running. And that's because we don't have enough personnel right now to run the street sweeper. You have to have a CDL to drive it. So the residents will just have to understand it's going to be the same situation. Even when we get full staff at nine guys, if he needs six of them to run a street project, then that's what they're going to do that week. But if a water main break happens, the water guy is going to come off of that project and go handle the main break. And then when the grass is overgrown, we're going to pull everybody to go to the park and cut the grass. So it's always going to be that same thing. So that's what I want to make sure people understand because I know because I get this every day. Folks don't understand that process. They constantly say our equipment is collecting dust. We're not doing anything. We paid all that money for the street sweeper. They don't see it. We paid all that money for the asphalt truck. They don't see it. Oh, but the grass is overgrown. So, I mean, it's always going to be that balance act. So people just have to understand that. We can't hire seven more people just to be the street crew.
I know that.
So it'll be the same night. In general, I'm making sure everybody is clear on that because there are going to be days whenever we get this equipment, it's going to be sitting there too. But they're going to have to alternate. So, yes, they all overlap. They have no choice. Otherwise, we'd never get anything.
You do it now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They have no choice.
That same thing is going to happen there.
So, but I'm going to put that out there now because I know those calls are going to come in. All right, so we will do that. We will get cost estimates on the zipper machine as well as all the equipment, both new and used, required.
Can we look at other vendors here in the city?
Well, vendor-wise, I mean, I will probably just ask the buy board because... Yeah. You know, we can't just go to a vendor and do it anyway.
No. What I'm asking
so the buy board is the one
just,
who will do that work.
What I'm asking for is Vermeer, and Vermeer, Hope has it. We already have an account with Hope because we had a zipper machine out here in 1989 from Hope when they dropped it. And there's two companies that are manufacturers here. And I talked to both of them, and they're both willing to come and do the same thing that gentleman did. And tell us what type of machine they have that's comparable to the zipper. And again, if I'm going to spend $100,000+, I want the service department to be right here. I don't want the service department to be in Utah. And I've already called, and it's being they have to send someone in from Utah if it breaks. And I think Constable Salazar asked that the last time.
You think they're the only maintenance company around?
No,
you don't think there's
for that equipment.
They don't send out their warranty work. You better check.
Wow.
How to get it.
Hope
when the warranty runs out, yes, they can go outside.
Yeah.
But until then, no. They won't guarantee it. They won't farm out their warranty work.
Holt does their own machinery, so do these people y'all
got. So does Premier, and so does... I've got them all at home in people's name.
Well, moving forward, Monique, you get that information to us, and then we can maybe get a clear, concrete vision of what the zipper machine entails or these comparable machines.
Well, for now, let's figure out what we're going to do.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
What are we going to do with the 40?
Can we move on, please? I don't want to stay here all night.
Well, y'all didn't answer the question that we started with.
We didn't answer the question. What are we going to do with the 40?
Which is $80,000 street maintenance money. Are we leaving it with the 40 for Old Seguin and letting the rest stay with the Alan Shepard project?
Right there.
Yes.
That's the consensus.
Old Seguin and
okay.
Alan Shepard.
All right. Thank you.
Lord have mercy.
Getting the argument over.
We're on the general operations now.
Okay, moving on to general operations. The only thing that I changed was the IT. We bumped it up to 37. Only because of the ransomware?
Yeah, so right now, the way our services work, we have managed IT services. So we basically get a certain number of hours a month, and everything over that is an additional cost. And so we've been over budget lately. So I asked them to give me a proposal for all-inclusive hours. And they also included in that with all the recent ransomware attacks that different entities have been having, they included ransomware protection as well. So it's significantly higher than what we have budgeted this year, but I think in the end it'll save us from a possible threat and then, two, from going over our hours.
Can you call other companies and get estimates?
Yes.
Thank you.
Question on building maintenance. What building? It says $6,000, but there's no maintenance on which?
City Hall.
Okay, that's just for City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because every department has their own building maintenance. Okay, so that is the end of the general fund.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
One more thing. On miscellaneous, under memberships, for whom under general operations?
I'm sorry, what?
Because there's already memberships under admin, PD, fire, and water. So who else needs a membership?
The individual departments have memberships for employees that are in the departments. General operations membership are city memberships. So this is what pays Northeast Partnership, ACOG,
okay.
TML,
thank
those
you.
Types of memberships.
Okay, moving on to water. The only changes I made were to the salaries again, like we were Monique was talking about the wages. So you'll see the changes in the salaries, overtime, longevity, and the taxes and retirement. And as you noted, there's one line item that's not changed, and that's the health insurance, and we'll know that by next week, hopefully. So that is the only change on the water department. It's just in the salaries and benefits. If you go on to debt service, the only thing that I changed on that was the property taxes. Because now that we did our tax rate on Monday night, now I know what the transfer would be to cover our debt for that percentage of the debt service. So that's the only change that I made in debt service. And just as a reminder, our public hearing will be at 6:30 on September 1st.
Question.
You may ask your question.
Thank you. We talked several months ago about the sewer rates and how SAWS has increased theirs, but we have not increased ours to match that. Are we planning to include that? Councilman Greider had also mentioned that we might want to go ahead and start adding the increase a little bit at a time because there's such a big increase that we have been absorbing in our water fund, and I can see that our proposed budget this year is $1 million less than last year. Is that because we've absorbed so many sewer costs?
We lost the ESD.
No,
the,
so when we... When
the,
we
big, the net asset
capital
line?
Outlay, we don't have as much in the capital outlay.
Yeah, because you're talking about the water...
I'm talking about the top line. Net asset beginning of the year, we have $1 million less than we had last year.
Right.
I'm I don't know. But you said that we are absorbing the additional cost of the sewer that saws increased. We have not passed any of that along to...
Right, so we did another, after we had that initial discussion, I came back with an update where we analyzed it and we saw that we weren't actually losing any money at this point. We're
okay.
not making as much, but and saws froze that increase that they voted on because of the pandemic. So
right.
they did not implement it in 20 or 21, and they have not told us if they're going to implement it next year. So we had just by consensus said, okay, we would not do a rate increase at this time because we're not losing any money. And I know it was recommended that we look at it incrementally. We brought back some percentage suggestions,
right.
but we did not move forward on that. But that amount, this is just because the capital expenditures are less in the water fund this proposed year.
Okay. So, also, the depreciation is $50,000 higher on this one than last time?
Mm-hmm.
What else? What do we have that's depreciating more?
Well, I've been talking about going up on the depreciation, and I noticed that it was $286,000 end of the fiscal year last year, and I talked to the auditor about it before in the past, and so I've seen that going up. And basically, it's just that it's not something that we have to go up on, but I know that as we're doing all these capital items, our depreciation is going to go up. I mean, that's just
okay.
to it.
So it just went up more. That's why I was wondering. Okay. And the transfers, the $600,000 transfer,
mm-hmm.
can you explain how that works again, why we do that?
Yeah. So the water fund is transferring money into the general fund to support some of those joint functions. So, like, for example, your public works facility is a shared facility. Water, parks, streets, employees all work there. Like we just talked about earlier, you have employees who overlap and do different things. So it's just to offset expenses from one fund to the other. And we used to do $480,000. This fiscal year was the first year we went up to $600,000. So what we do is we break it up monthly, and each month Tina will transfer money from one fund to the other, and then it balances out where you're due to, due from, based on some of those shared expenses.
So if somebody from Parks works on the water,
money has to be transferred.
They pay them
not
out of the...
Not necessarily like that. It's just, it's set aside because we know that there are, like, we're not tracking it, you know, little by little that way, but we're tracking it in that we know overall the general fund has some functions that water fund is taking advantage of, so that money helps to offset that.
Okay. Is it, can the city general fund borrow money from the water fund?
So not necessarily borrow, but what happens is we through our due to, due from in the accounting software, it tracks it. So I'll give you an example. We had payroll this week. So we do payroll on a Monday. We're paying all the employees, but we know some of them are water employees and some of them are general fund employees. So we may look at the bank account and say, okay, water fund right now owes general this amount. So let's pay payroll out of the water fund. And then that's tracked in the system. So at the end of your fiscal year, it tells you, you know, how much you spent from the water fund, how much you spent from the general fund, who owes who. And it tracks those transfers to make sure in the end we balance out with what's budgeted in each fund.
Okay. It's just such a nice round figure every year. That's why I'm wondering what it's paying for or supplementing or whatever.
Yeah. It's really all services. To supplement, you know, all services that, because there's so much overlap between, you know, the city services.
And we have, $4,395,000 in the water fund right now.
So that was your audit, September 30 audit ending number.
Okay.
Right? And that's what you started with for the proposed.
I don't have my book in front of me, but it should be.
But that's
the top line.
That should have been our ending balance as of 9:30.
Where does that sit? Does it gather interest someplace? Please tell me it does.
I mean, it's
that's
in the
$4
million.
We could be making a 0.5% on that and make some money that we could use or not.
Wow, well, you got to yell.
Councilmember Salazar,
we
please.
We're divided up. It's not all insurance. It's a tech pool. So
they don't pay almost. They pay almost nothing in interest.
But it's a as a municipality. I mean, we really can't be in the business of trying to make money in that respect.
From money.
So you're limited on. I mean, but really, the majority of municipalities keep your money in tech pool because that's where you basically are functioning as a government entity rather than we go and invest it somewhere. But this is a total of everything we have in the water fund. So your certificates of deposit, your bank account balances, and your investment money is all in that four. It's not like
so we have CDs in here and we have
All of that is included in that.
And so if we have CDs, where do we show the interest that we get from that?
On your quarterly investment reports that we give you.
And that is not on here someplace.
No, that's the one that we went through with you.
That's your interest.
Where? Which one?
720. That's your interest income.
Okay.
And your revenue.
All right. Thank you. That's why I asked. It's okay to ask questions if you don't know.
That's what I meant about being civil, Councilman Street.
Yes, and I'm being civil. They're making ugly comments to me while I'm trying to figure this out.
No, ma'am, you're being condescending.
Thank you.
Tina, please move on.
Okay. I was just going to say one thing. I know that we talk about all the money, like money in different banks. Public Finance Investment Act would tell you they don't want you to put all your money in one basket, in one bank. So, to be honest with you, interest rate is low everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just the economy right now. But that's all I have at this point.
All right. Thank you very much, Tina. We will move on to 9A, announcements on city events and items of community interest. I will turn this over to our city manager.
Shockingly, I don't have anything to say.
What? All right, moving on to 10A, request by mayor and council members for items to be placed on future city council agendas and announcements of city events and community interests. Council member Salazar.
Yeah, I really don't have anything, but I'm just want to say thank you to Monique and Tina for at least giving our employees a little bit of a lift. That means a lot to not only us, because that's what we were looking for, and to our employees. So I just want to thank y'all for the work that y'all did here. Go ahead.
Councilmember Greider.
Okay. So I basically wrote it out so I don't ramble. Okay. So talking to residents and also from my personal observation, the conclusion was made that the city of Kirby needs to have an outreach program, mainly involving our police department. Our city officers are not just here to give tickets and citations, even though that is their job. They are here to serve and protect the community. There has to be a relationship and trust formed or respect between the residents and officers in our community. As we all know, there has been concerns expressed, complaints, comments, positive and negative, referring to our police officers all the way from the federal, state, to local level. There has always been a disconnect. In order to bridge that gap, that relationship, and to gain that trust and respect, you have to work on it continuously and consistently. And I am excited to announce that is what we are going to do. So with all that said, moving forward, about 2 or 3 months ago, I had a meeting with the city manager Monique and also Chief Cardona that I wanted the officer to walk every street in Kirby and knock on doors and say hello to the residents, a minimum at least every quarter. I'm pleased to announce the first Kirby Police Department community outreach event will be held Saturday, August 21st, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. The streets this quarter, the officers will be walking that day is, hope I pronounce it right, because I always mess up. Korean Glen Drive, Buzz Aldrin Drive, Swan Lane, and Korean Oak Drive.
What day was that, Councilman?
August 21st, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. I will be out there also right alongside the officers, knocking on doors, saying hello. If I haven't already met you or the officers, we will that day on those streets. Plus, we have information we'll be passing out, just with some info, like, important contact numbers on there to pass out. But it's just really to say hello. Like, you know, they're just not here just to give you tickets. It's like a community effort. So if anyone up here wants to block walk from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., anyone from council or the mayor, on Saturday, August 21st, please let me know by COB Friday.
As long as we don't have a quorum.
Well, we're going to divide up, so we won't be walking together.
Mm-hmm. And that, since the teams part, that's why we need to know by COB Friday so we can manage, like, the teams. Okay. And also I would say, so there never can be enough community outreach. Community outreach is so vital and important and always needs to be worked on. So, again, August 21st, 10 to 12, myself and the officers are excited to meet and say hello to everyone. And what I really like about this is that we're coming on the residents' turf. So we're coming to you, you know, so you might feel more comfortable. They might feel more comfortable. I know I would, you know. They might not want to go to and, you know, walk up to the police department or something, you know. So I just think that makes a big difference, coming to you and being on your turf at the officers. And they're excited to do this. So I think, you know, that speaks volumes. Okay. So hope to see you there. The other thing is, so for city council meetings, so I've had some residents express concerns that they're not getting into the build. Like, it varies what times the door open on council meeting night. Is there a way we can be, like, have some structure with it where, like, 15 minutes prior to the meeting, the doors are open?
And it is. We open the doors at 6:45.
It has not been.
Not last time.
The only time. Okay, y'all, let me finish. The only time that we haven't opened a door at 6:45 is if there was a situation where the security was out on a call.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't open the doors until security is here to check people in. So that may happen on a one or two occasions, but the doors are open at 6:45 if the meeting starts at 7. If it's a 6 o'clock meeting, it'll be 5:45.
Okay. The other thing is, everyone, just please stay safe and mask up. Better yet, get vaccinated if you haven't already and use common sense. Also, I want to thank Councilman Mike Martin and Councilwoman Susan Street for hosting the second town hall this year. That was great. The residents, they loved it. And thanks for providing dinner also at the town hall. Another thing, and all the kids out there, like my intern, Angela, happy birthday, Angela. They're all going, they're going back to school or already started. And I hope all the kids and the teachers, especially the teachers, also have a great school year. Be safe. And just thank you to all the city staff and public works, police department, fire department, everyone, and have a great weekend. That's it.
Councilmember Grant.
Okay, I never thought I'd be able to say this in my lifetime now that Ben Zingelman is finished and closed out. I'd like to put on the agenda, I'd like to discuss removing the parking sign, no parking signs, from the west all the way down to where all the last house is on the north side of the street. And the reason being, just like my neighbor across the street, she had a birthday party. And the cars were parked from my house, well, before my house, actually about three houses, all the way down to Crest, because they can't park on the north side of the street. And 30-something years I've lived there, we did pretty well with parking on both sides of the street. I think that would facilitate the citizens better, because every time somebody has anything, it takes up the whole south side of the street. It's kind of hard to back out of your driveway. And I've had three or four neighbors tell me that they've almost gotten hit because they can't see. And I would like to have that put on the agenda. I also would like to put on there that I'd like to visit putting stop signs at Fred Hayes, because now that we've improved the street, we now have a racetrack. There's no two ways about it. And I realize with only two officers on duty, we can't designate someone to just probably run radar there. And I was asking staff again, I think I talked about this, the Selected Traffic Enforcement Program, STEP. If anybody has contacted the state to see if those funds are available to our department, for an officer to come in and do that exact thing. And the last thing is, from the senior center, I would like to have in hand a complete this year's
budget
for this year. The last time we had that, someone showed up with a copy in hand, read it, and walked out with it. And they are an entity, and they're subject to any and all that we are. We have to, if any citizen wants a complete budget, the city has to supply it in hand. So I would like to have a complete budget for each council member for this current year. And that's it. Y'all have a good weekend.
Councilmember Street.
Thank you. I wanted to thank those who came to the town hall on Thursday the 5th, including Councilman Salazar. But I want us to remember that there are rules about having a quorum. So if when we have another one, if you just contact Monique, if you plan to come, that way she can make sure that we're all in compliance. I'd like to put on the agenda a workshop for the American Rescue Plan funds. We need to plan what we're going to do with that money before we get it. We know how much we're going to get. We need to just have a plan ready to drop in place, and I don't think we have one of those yet. Do we, Moni?
No, just the items that you all mentioned last meeting. That
okay.
You
so can we work up something, have a workshop or some kind of meeting to do that?
We could have a workshop if everybody behaves themselves.
Because I think we need to work out a plan for what we're going to do. Do we have a report on the stop signs? We were going to have the police were going to look around and check and see where they were and where they weren't and which ones were supposed to be there, which ones weren't.
Yes, we actually did that, and that was going to be on our next agenda.
Okay.
So it'll be the stop sign ordinance.
Mm-hmm. All right, because I really would rather have one at Reading and Autumn as a four-way stop. But one more thing, let's see. I was asked by a resident at the town hall about how long it takes to get a building permit. She was putting up a 12 by 14 shed, and her contractor, it took a month, and she had to actually come up here to get it because he didn't have any luck getting it. And so I was just wondering what the process was. And she was just asking, so I was asking, what is the process? Does the contractor do it? Does the individual do it?
So it depends. They have both options. So contractor can get a permit or a homeowner can get a permit. And it really, they get the ball rolling in their court. So typically what they should do is contact our office to find out, does what they want to do require a permit? That's number one. We can give them that information. Then they can complete the permit application. They have to submit everything. Depending on what it is, it has to be reviewed. Sometimes it's internal, depending on the project. Sometimes it goes to the outside plan reviewers for bigger projects. And then we issue permits in-house. Our city secretary issues permits. So if it took a month, it probably means they failed to do something in the steps.
Okay.
Because it only takes, you know, we can issue a permit within a couple of days if everything is submitted properly.
Okay. Well, I don't have all the particulars. I just know she was asking and wasn't happy that she had to come up here and she got it. So, okay. Thank you to all the city employees. Thank you, Tina and Monique, for working on the budget so hard. I know it's a pain, and I'm sorry I had so many questions, but this is my first rodeo. So I'd appreciate it if everybody up here didn't give me a hard time for asking those questions. I realize I'm a newbie, but I'm trying. And happy start to the school year, and everybody be safe out there.
Councilmember Apodaca.
The VFW here in Kirby Post 2059 is hosting an NFL Sunday Funday on September 19th. It's the Cowboys versus the Chargers. There will be a $10 brisket and sausage sandwich with potato salad and beans. And that's going to be from 12 till they run out of food. And I think the game starts at 12. I'm not sure. But everyone's invited. They did do a little bit of, I'm going to call it a cleanup inside the VFW in the main building there. So it looks really nice. I was out there last week. So if anybody wants to stop by, it's nice and cozy, comfortable. And I'm sure when you walk in, you will see someone that you know. That's all I have.
Councilmember Martin.
Mayor, I brought it up earlier about the sewer on Ackman Road. Can we get it on agenda so we can discuss it? And or have we already reached out to Sauls about maybe paying for a portion of it? Or
no, we have not asked them about paying for a portion.
I mean, they're getting our waste. That part of that line, you know, they're charging us for any part of our line, you know. That'll be something they'd maybe work with us, help us out. Yeah. Ain't gonna hurt to ask.
Okay, you're right.
And I'd like to discuss it. Everybody has their own opinion. I'd like to get it on the agenda so get everybody's idea on it.
That's it.
And the other thing is Ms. Hayes is asking for help. It seems I couldn't hear everything she said, but can we get that on the agenda so maybe we can figure out something, some way we can help her?
I'm sorry, Mike, I didn't
understand. It's about the seniors?
Yes.
The senior living?
Yes.
The senior living in the housing.
I'm not sure we can do anything, but maybe we can address it. And
you know that both of our apartment complexes are Section 8 out here, and we don't draw tax off of them. And that's the only other course we would have. The only apartments we have to do pay any kind of tax are the ones that were here by the Eaglewinds Park. But the other two.
Well, that's where she's from, right? Over here at Melbourne?
Well, you'd have to go to the owners.
But I think she was more concerned.
Hello, we're not going to turn this into a conversation.
But I was just going to ask, just so I can get clarification on the agenda item, because I heard two different, and I'm sorry, I don't know who was who. I heard two different things, I thought, in the beginning. One was about
the trash pickup.
Your trash pickup, yeah. And the other one was about programs, I thought.
See, for the living for senior citizens.
Yeah, the assistance.
Oh, assistance. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's some literature that we left out, assistance from CPS, and then we have some literature that Bexar County gave us last meeting on assistance programs. So that may be a resource.
Well, yeah.
If you still want it on the agenda, we can do that.
Yeah, if you would. Okay. So we can discuss it. See, I couldn't hear everything she said.
Okay.
Yes, Ms. Hayes.
Okay.
That's what I thought too.
Because where you are living right now, it was supposed to be a senior citizen place. Right. And if you notice when you pass the sign, it says senior citizen community.
Right.
But it isn't because a company bought them and they went right sky high with the rent. And now we can't even get the garbage picked up. And it's really going out in the street, going into the getting ready, going to the park. And it's been so neat and clean out there. So it concerns us because we are in our 80s. There's only about six of us still there trying to find a place because it's just terrible.
Thank you, Mrs. Hayes.
My concern was, can we get a senior citizen place built in Kirby?
Oh,
yes.
We do need one.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Hayes. Ma'am, hold on. Because this is not the discussion part of this. So I'm sorry. Councilmember Martin, do you have anything else?
I got one more thing, Mayor. And you brought it up several times about the quorum.
Yes, sir.
And I think it needs to be addressed because I don't know if everybody on council knows what a quorum is or they just don't want to follow our rules and governmental laws. But I think it needs to be discussed. What it means, a quorum, you know. And if there's going to be a quorum there, outside of here, Monique needs to be notified so she can post it. And this is a continuing issue. I've heard it from you several times. I saw it myself last week. And, you know, you can't be a councilman one day and a citizen the next day.
Well, actually,
you're a councilman. You represent your city as a councilman always, no matter where you're at.
No,
That's the way I look at it. And, you know, you say what you want to say. I'm just letting you know. You need to know what a quorum is and how to address the
situation.
You
know what a quorum is.
Councilmember Salazar, it's not your turn.
I'm through, Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, now it's my turn. Monique, can we see about what we can do about the trash pickup for Ms. Hayes?
Right. And actually, I believe someone reached out to me already via email, so we started working on the trash contract.
Okay. Wonderful. Next, I noticed that when I was doing my signature for my email, when I send out emails, I was going to go get my picture off of the website. Our council pictures are gone. Mm-hmm. It's all the meeting minutes over there.
I saw them today.
Well, it wasn't there last night.
Okay, well.
So if we could get that fixed. And what is the ETA of getting the new pictures up for the council members in the lobby?
Okay.
So we need to get those up. I want to talk about the quorum and a rolling quorum, because it still continues to happen. And it can't. If you have four council members show up, it's a quorum. It's violating the Open Meetings Act. And the same as a rolling quorum. If Councilmember Street contacts me, and then Councilmember Street contacts Councilmember Martin, and then if Councilmember Martin contacts Councilmember Grider, that's a rolling quorum. And I've said this over and over and over. Do not do it. That is another violation of an Open Meetings Act, and I don't think any one of us wants to be a part of that. And on that side note, I am so disappointed in the conduct of this council, and I'm so sick and tired of I feel like I'm controlling children. We are adults. Do not talk over everybody or anybody. Everybody has their turn. If somebody is speaking, wait till they finish. Don't interrupt them. That's rude. And when you're answering something, please do not be condescending. We are all adults. We are all professional. And we can all work together cohesively. That is my goal. Next, I would like to thank our city employees that we do have. We are very fortunate to have them. And just like Mayor Pierce always said, thank you to all of our employees in every department that we have. Thank you, thank you, thank you for choosing Kirby. We so appreciate every single employee that we have. And last but not least, everybody, please stay safe, mask up, get your vaccinations. You're not going to grow a third eye in the middle of your forehead for getting a vaccination. And I've said at our last meeting, I've seen how stressed our hospital systems are, and they're overrun with COVID. North Central Hospital sent my husband home today because they're so overrun with COVID, and sending a nurse to my house 2 times a day to administer IV medication to my husband. That's how critical it is now. Please mask up and stay safe. And if you're buying Lysol and wipes, do not hoard. Buy what you need at the moment and save something for the next person. I've already seen it at HEB and Walmart. People are hoarding toilet paper, Lysol, and wipes. Let's just be reasonable. That's all I ask. And that's all I have. Meeting adjourned.
Really? Started hoarding again?
Yes.